Hello again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer Cast. Doing pretty good. I think I did one last week, now one this week. It's pretty exciting getting them all back on the weekly schedule. I don't know how long this is going to last. We're sort of in that transitional period between winter stuff and summer stuff. So I finished all the woodworking stuff that keeps me busy, and it's just a little bit too wet to run around with the tractors, so I'm sort of in between. Been doing a lot of ham radio stuff, and I have my call letters now. When I got my license, they assigned me a call letter out of the regular sequential pool, but I knew that I was going to get a vanity set of call letters, so I never told you what they were, and I'm not gonna. But the vanity call came through, and I am KZ0C, or KZOC, or KZ0C, or something like that, some combination of that. And that's a call that, the four-letter calls like that are all pretty much into being reused now. There aren't any four-letter call letters that are just out there for the taking. They only get freed up when people let their licenses expire. So I've decided that I'm going to track down the guy that had this call before me. He lived down in Iowa. And I called him yesterday, but they don't have an answering machine on their phone, so I don't know anything. I don't know whether he's alive still or anything. So I'm going to find out about him and sort of write a little bit about him and maybe talk about him on this, because I think that these call letters, since they go on forever and ever, it's a useful thing to sort of do call letter histories. And besides, I'd sort of like to know about the guy that had this call before me. So that's one of the projects for the next few weeks, is to track him down and talk to him if he's still around. And all of that call letter stuff got me sort of reflecting about all the things that I've done and how bound up in identity they are. Because call letters back in the radio days is what got me into domain names later. And what got me also into domain names was the early realization that my email address, if I didn't have my own domain, would change every time I got a new job, and I didn't want it to change. I wanted to stay with the same identity. That's sort of the same thing with the call letters and phone numbers. And what triggered this also was Marcy and I were talking last night about how last names change, of course, for women in our society anyway, when they get married. And I was going, you know, that's really interesting, because here I've spent practically my whole career trying to hang on to my identity and not have it change. And here's this giant disruption that sort of happens to most women, right when they're just sort of getting to be most productive, all of a sudden, poof, their names change. And how weird is that? Because, here I go to all this trouble to be mike@haven.com, which I've been for quite a while, even putting up with just boatloads and boatloads of spam. Because, of course, when I started, none of us knew that spam was going to turn into what it is, and so I practiced fairly unsafe internet, with the result that I'm sure I'm on every single $19 CD that you can buy, with millions of fresh, good email addresses that you can use to solicit business from the internet for free. So I get a lot of spam. I get about, 1,000, maybe 1,500 spam messages a day. Fortunately, good old Eudora has great spam filtering, but, you know, I still have to check them all and make sure that I didn't get a false positive in there. I get maybe one every couple of days. But I put up with that because I want to keep my identity. I want to keep MikeAtHaven.com alive so that if someone wants to get a hold of me 10 years later, they don't, run into trouble. I suppose that one way to do that would be to keep the domain alive, haven.com, and just put the latest email out there. But, you know, some people just don't think to go look there. So I've always struggled to sort of keep my identity the same. And how weird is it for women who suddenly, presumably a lot of them have the same struggle, and then all of a sudden the whole thing gets upended and they have to rebuild it. So that doesn't necessarily make sense to me. It seems like maybe we need to explore the possibility that in the future women keep their last names, and then, of course, you have the problem of what name do the kids get. And I don't know that I've got an answer to that, but anyway, you know, here you are, lots of identity stuff, and here I have a brand new identity, KZ0C, ham radio type guy. Of course, I haven't actually conducted any ham radio yet, because I've still got all this put the station together project ahead of me, but at least the identity is established now, which is pretty cool. And so I put up a website, I got the domain name, I don't know if I'll get the license plates, that's probably a little over the top, but it's just nice to have that whole episode done. I had a pretty good time getting the call letters, hunting out identities, whether it's domain names or email addresses or call letters or whatever, is something I find really enjoyable. I wrote a little blog entry about it yesterday. Because there are people who will charge you, I don't know, $20 or $30, and then will do the process for you, but I think it's fun to do that kind of stuff. So I went out on the web and I found a site that has all of the four-letter calls that are in use. That was pretty cool. So then I screamed through that searching for 0B, which is just before 0C, and 0D, which is just after it, to see if there were any gaps in that that would be 0C calls, which is what I was after. And I found about 15. And then I found another site where it's the opposite. It's all of the 4- and 5-letter calls that are available to be taken. And I sort of used that to confirm the ones I'd already found. And then, of course, at the very end, you go to the FCC and look it up in the database, and then you find out that some of these are in 2-year wait and stuff like that. So anyway, it was just like, you know, that's my definition of a great time, is doing stuff like that. So then you file for the call letters, and there's about a 3-week interval where your application is at the FCC and they're processing it. And there's another really cool site where you can watch your application and realize that other people are applying for the same call letters that you are, and gnash your teeth and keep your fingers crossed that you're going to get it, which is way better than it used to be. Back in the old days when I was at WORT, I was filing for the call letters for WORT. My first choice was WOMB, WOMB. Fortunately, wiser heads prevailed on that one. And so then my second choice was WART, which was available at that time. And so I filed with the commission, and they came back. This was all on paper, so it took a whole lot longer, and there was no way to check it while it was underway. So, you know, I guess 6 or 8 weeks kind of went by, and back came the mail from the FCC saying, sorry, WART, somebody had filed for it just before you filed, and they got it. And I was going, God, who on earth would want WART for their call letters for a radio station? So I called them up and asked them, and they said, well, we're WART. We're an arts station. And I went, well, yeah, But you're also a wart. Did you realize that? And the person who I was talking to was sort of stunned. Went, no. I went, well, why didn't you give me that call? And they said, no way. We're keeping that call. So I went with WORT. That was the set of call letters that we eventually got for the station and remain to this day. And I think actually, in a way, it's probably just as well. WORT is sort of a quirky set of call letters, and maybe WART was a little over the top, I don't know. But anyway, you know, finding identities, finding call letters, finding domain names, finding Gmail addresses that are reasonably good, that's all stuff that I think is really a lot of fun. And this is the last or latest adventure in finding an identity, and I've got it now. So this is KZ0C, probably the last time you'll ever hear that call on this podcast, but signing off for this time. I'll see you the next time.